keep on stopping. Don't bother turning round, ain't nothing. I come back with empty hands, got nothing to spare. So baby, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on. And I can't. Don't bother turning round, ain't nothing. You come back with empty hands, got nothing to spare. So baby, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on, keep on.
De Delta Saints en Step In, dat was het eerste nummer wat ze samen schreven als band. En het eerste liedje wat ik van ze hoorde, wat leidde tot een interviewverzoek. En voilà, nu een grondige introductie bij Kicks Radio. Ik vraag zanger Ben Ringel verder over de combinatie van muziek en sociaal en politiek activisme.
Check it out. Wij zijn Kicks Radio.
One of the people that has influenced or is influencing you is Dave Matthews, who is... besides being a great musician, also very humanitarian.
An activist.
Activist. So do you see any responsibility in terms of your own, you know, career as a musician and how you can influence people for a more balanced world? Do you think about these things?
Yeah. I think it's a huge responsibility. I think it's the reason... rock and roll in the 60s was so big, and 70s was because they were not only pissed off but socially conscious and motivated. And I honestly don't think that there is any other force on earth that is as powerful as music, and that connects more people than music. I mean, it's kind of a cliche thing to say, but you know, and I think if you have something that is that powerful, it needs to be directed in a way that is useful. You know, because you can sing about the happy things all day long, but it's generally the songs that come from a very angry place. If it's constructive anger, but that are the most powerful. You know, you're unhappy about the government, you're unhappy about the environment, unhappy about a certain thing that someone is doing. You know, music has proven that it's not only a way to make that known, but to connect people who maybe feel the same and don't know how to express it. I mean, in modern day, like, you can look at bands like Pearl Jam. A huge Pearl Jam fan. Absolutely love them. And because Eddie Vedder, in my opinion, has found a way to state exactly what he thinks and kind of make no apologies for it. And it seemed to motivate and connect a lot of people from a wide age group about certain things. Dave Matthews Band as well, they do it a little nicer, still motivated. We've always been really open to working with people or organizations that would help. One of the best quotes I've ever heard is, with great power comes great responsibility. I think it's unbelievable and not utilized enough.
Yeah.
You know, just because you can spend all the money on yourself and all your time on yourself, or you could try to make the general condition better.
And I prefer the company of thieves over your blue-blooded kind. The junkies, the Johns and the whores. You run from and deny. Better run, better run. Better run, better run, better run, better run.
houden in de gaten. De Delta Saints en Company of Thieves. In augustus spelen ze in Eindhoven. En binnenkort is er een video van mijn uitgebreide interview met Ben Ringel te zien op simonewalraven.com. En ter afsluiting van deze introductie vraag ik hem wat het onderwerp is van de Kicks Expat plugin van deze week. Titelnummer van hun eerste EP, Bird Called Angola.
De Kicks DJ's overzee. Simone Walraven vanuit de reizende Bluebird Studio. Sven Verbeek vanuit Sydney, Australië. Ver van de warme kickshart pluggen deze expats deze plaat.
There is a National Geographic documentary on Angola State Prison in South Louisiana. And I grew up hearing about Angola State Prison. In Louisiana, it's pretty common knowledge. It's not a very nice place. So about a year and a half ago, 2 years ago, watched the documentary and I followed three inmates in there, and one of them was terminally ill, and throughout the documentary actually died, and his family wanted to bring his body out to bury in like the family plot, you know, around, get him out of the prison. But he made specific arrangements. He spent so much of his life in that prison, and that prison became home, and he was buried in the prison, on the prison grounds. And it's just an unbelievable story, you know, that something so negative can become home.
Radio. For the love of music.